mother, she always told me there is no money in dick jokes. Welcome to Coffee Time.
Oh, no time.
There it is.
Welcome, motherfuckers, to Coffee Tigers.
West, motherfucker.
Wow.
What up?
So, bitches.
I always wanted to do that at the beginning.
That sounds good. I like that.
My name's Jose. I got my co-host Angel right here.
What up?
Got my lovely wife, Sylvia, here.
What it do?
And we got a reoccurring guest.
Yeah.
The one.
If you're an OG Coffee Tiger fan, oh, you know him from one of the early episodes.
That's right. True.
Ace Murdoch, everyone.
Yay!
What up, everybody?
Yay!
Ace Murdoch in the house.
He is, he works on metal, cars. He does some singing.
Tacos?
You're the fucking full
taco
package, bro.
Man. He's a comedian. Yeah.
He's a package fool, though.
He's been
Renaissance fool.
Yeah.
He's been at the Comedy Store, and he's traveling, doing his thing, and he's like, I think you're the most tatted down dude I know.
Oh man, I'm not even that tatted.
Damn, that's what's up.
I mean, I'm almost there. I can't wait to finish my my right arm. It's all horror themed tattoos.
You gonna get both sleeves?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta finish this one because I have on my right arm, I got Leatherface, and I got Christian Bale from American Psycho.
Oh,
so I'm gonna finish the lower arm with American Werewolf in London, and then the upper part with The Shining.
Damn, Nicholson?
Damn.
Mm-hmm. You gotta. Yeah.
And then all the left arm's already all fulfilled with Evil Dead.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah.
You gonna watch it?
My favorite Dead? Hell yeah, it's my favorite movie, bro.
Oh, this shit looks fire.
Yeah.
I have a coworker. I work at, I've mentioned it, I work for Stizzy. I drive around a bud, and one of my coworkers who hands out the packages in the morning, he has a tattoo of Jeepers Creepers. Have you seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked to him. I tried to connect with him because it was the first time I saw him. I'm like, hey, do you think part two is good? He's like, nah, one is the best. He looks like an old school like metalhead with long hair and shit.
Yeah, I had to agree with him because the first one, if they would just leave it alone, mm-hmm, would have been a perfect movie.
Yeah.
You know, because they tried to remake it and they... It just gets crappier.
That's what it is.
Crappier,
so in Hollywood, you make a good movie, and then they're like, here's...
Let's hoe it out.
Here's a shitload more money. Do it
Let
again.
Everybody hit.
Yeah, seriously. Prequels, sequels, reboots.
Let your cousin hit.
Let your cousin hit. It ain't no fun if the homies can't see it. You know what I mean?
So, Ace, catch us up a little bit.
All right, man. So
you're taking over the comedy world.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I'm not taking over. Yeah, I'm taking over. I'm taking over a little bit. No, from the last time I remember, I talked about I wanted to get into comedy.
Yeah.
No fucking way, for real?
Yeah, that's when I started.
How long ago
we came
that was?
All the way to fucking Riverside to Redlands, right, Jose?
Yeah, Redlands, where I stayed at. That's already, I was already in it, though.
Yeah.
So when I started doing comedy, I was like, oh, I'm going to do comedy. And it was like right before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So I did like maybe like 3-4 open mics. Then the pandemic hit and I was like, I'm over this. Whatever. I'll be a Mexican. Yeah. Go back to work. You know? someone brought me, like someone said, hey, we're starting the mic up again. We're doing this stuff. And it's like back in September of like 2020. And I was like, nah, I'm over it. And they're like, nah, bro. Like you had something like.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just starting and like you can see the potential.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went over there and I went to the mic and everyone had the impression that I was doing this for like a couple of years before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then, so I did the mic and I was like eating crap or whatever.
Mm.
And I got off and everyone's like, hey, what happened, man? You kind of fell off. I was like, fell off. I just started.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, wait, how long have you been doing it for? And I was like, God, today, basically, you know, like I like had 4 open mics before this.
Yeah.
And then every time I would do a mic, I would just get better and understand everything. Just pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see within like 3 months, I was a different person. And then another 3 months, I'm a different fucking beast. And then another 3 months. And then forward to now, in September, it's going to be 3 years in comedy.
Holy
That's
crap.
What's up, man. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
Congrats.
And I see videos. Well, I don't have my open mic video anymore. I thought I still did.
Yeah.
oh man, I look like shit, right? Like, like the last time I saw it, I was like, I can't watch this.
Oh.
And then
Does it bother you or is it like?
Yeah, because like, I know everything I was doing wrong from the get-go, but I didn't know how to fix it yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like watching it now, I'm like, oh bro.
We're our own worst critic, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing is like, I'm like, damn, I came a long way.
Yeah.
Like, and it's in a short time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to a lot of people that's, that helped me along the way. And to Richard Villa, that's always been a mentor to me. And a bunch of other big headliners.
Hey, you're all right, don't cry. No,
he's really opening up.
Your eyes got all a little twinkle.
No, but like everybody does, like, there's a lot of big headliners that do help me out, man.
Yeah.
Jerry Garcia, Jeff Garcia, Alfred Robles, Richard Villa, Rene Vaca, and the list can go on, bro. I have so many people that they're so down to earth, and if you get to know them, especially in that community, bro, they know that you're a comic.
Yeah,
you know, and yet to earn your spots.
We're a weird bunch, but we have big hearts. So,
And it's like yet to earn your spot, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I got to do the Ontario Improv for Steve Trevino. He let me open up for him.
That's what's up.
And it was just like a 5-10 minute spot.
Yeah.
But that was the first time I ever did 400 people.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
And
how was that?
In that moment, I was like, okay, if I eat shit here, I know where I belong. Back in the open mics. And I went up there and I killed it. I had a good time. I felt good.
Yeah.
The crowd was having a good time. I got off stage. His opener was like, hey, man, good job.
Yeah.
You did what you had to do.
You guys
are
like the next fucking generation of Latino comics, man.
And I think right now we're trying to do, they're trying to help the Mexican community and comedy to come up together.
Yeah.
That's
good, you know,
it's breaking the chain.
Yeah.
For reals, that's how it's got to
be. Yeah, none of that George Lopez shit, right?
It's like Paul Rodriguez just started doing a thing at the Laugh Factory on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So one's in Hollywood and one's in Long Beach.
Yeah.
And he's just inviting nothing but the Mexican comics to come out.
Good.
That's dope.
He's really helping people out. Time,
dude, I'm working up to it. I'm going to get up there one day.
I'm telling you, bro.
Watch me, dog. I'm going to get up there.
I'm telling you. Do it.
Nerve-wracking.
Oh, man. It's something else.
Yeah.
The fun thing is when I started, I was always drinking and getting like buzzed to go up on stage.
Mm.
And then I started deciding to go sober.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when I started doing it sober, it felt like I started all over again.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, shit, the nerves are back. You know, but it felt good because I needed that. I needed that understanding and growing. Because this, me being a stand-up comic, it's a business.
Yeah.
And you're your own, like, employee. You have to perform 100%. Because if not, guess what? You're not going to have a job next time.
Yeah. You're screwing you know over yourself.
Yeah, you can't go up, say that. Jose has a stand-up gig for me, right? And I'm opening up for him.
I'm thinking to say, Jose has a massive penis.
I'm opening up for him, right? And then so I'm in the groom, get it all twisted, drinking, smoking, whatever. Yeah. And I'm too drunk to go to perform. And I still go up there and I, you know, just fuck it all up. Guess what? I didn't make it any easier for him to go up there. And now he has to work double to make bring the level back up.
To work that crowd double now.
So, like, I've been working consistently for, like, all my life, right? Like, as soon as I got out of high school, I worked consistently, and I always did the best I could. Sometimes I smoke pop on the job, but not too often. But right now, my current job, like, I feel like I'm looked at as, like, as one of the excelling members of Stizzy.
That's right.
And I think it's because a lot of people smoke pot, and it kind of bogs them down.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. There's a lot of people that could perform at like an excellent level, but I'm not that one of them. Like I'm like every time I smoke, I'm like I got like one brain cell going, and I'm not the best, and it does nothing for me in a positive way.
Yeah.
Like it's relaxing for me, but I gotta be like all. I gotta use all 2 brain cells I got left to perform. Yeah.
I can fucking get up and climb a mountain, bro. Like, I'm an active pothead. Like, that's just
you're
how I am.
You're functioning.
Like,
but
I
mean,
I'm functioning, dude. I can get my work done and then still go knock out this mountain or some shit. Like,
but imagine you get to do a presentation.
Uh-huh.
I think I could. Well, actually, nah, not really.
Like, that's what that's really what that is like you're presenting these jokes to people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I see people go up there and I'm like, damn, that guy's lit and he killed it. You know? Mm-hmm. There's people that can do it.
Yeah.
Now, that's not everybody.
No, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
So, me personally, I don't even get high anyways to begin with.
Yeah.
but I do drink. And I'll give you a good example. I went to Arizona with Richard Villa, and we're at Tempe Improv.
Cheers, babe.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
For being here with us, Jace.
To my drink, soda.
Yeah. My iced tea.
What's up? I love you guys. And somebody brought bottled agua frescas. Like, he started his own company. And he's like, oh, yeah, bring some tequila. We pour tequila. We pour the drinks. I put Jamaica and tequila. Couldn't taste anything. It tastes like water. And I drank like four or five of them before I went up on stage. And I was like stretching out to get on stage like I usually stretch out. And then when I was stretching out, and I take one step forward, I was like, oh, no. Oh, I'm drunk. Like, I'm like not buzzing. I'm like good. Like, I feel good.
Oh, no.
And I was like, all right, cool. And I go up there, and I'm like, first thing I do is almost forget what my intro is.
Oh. Forget your name.
And I was like, my name is, and it's say something else. Richard Villa. I mean, I'm here. I'm fucking Richard Villa. I mean, fuck. No, and you know, I just like had to concentrate and because it's not just saying words. It's for me, it's like, it's a storytelling stand up that I do. So acting, my body, making sure it's like I'm doing everything correctly at the same time. And I was like, fuck, I'm fucked up.
You know TED Talks?
TED Talks?
Yeah, it's like a YouTube video segment, and they do like podcasts and stuff where they talk about new technologies that are advancing the world of like medicine, green energy, like anything positive in a scientific or technological sense, it moves forward. That's what the videos are about, right?
Yeah.
So, like you're saying with the body movements and everything, they're fucking nerds, man. They don't know what to do with their bodies. They're like,
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Like, this motherfucker could be saving the world, and I'm like, this motherfucker is a dweeb. Like, I don't want to listen to what this guy's saying.
Yeah, and it's very important because that's you're painting a picture on stage.
Do you think in college when they're teaching, like they teach speech, so like you're able to talk, but do you think they should like teach body like language?
Well, body dysmorphia class.
Body language is a very powerful thing, because I learned this when I used to be a supervisor. I would put my hands behind my back, right? And my managers were like, stop doing that. And I was like, why? Because it's like you're intimidating somebody. I was like, how am I intimidating? My hands are behind my back. Yeah, but they take it as like you're standing there like, throw the first hit. And I never saw it that way until someone did it to me, and I was like, oh, I understand.
Yeah. You look like a drill sergeant.
I never thought of it like that.
So like body language, it throws the energy, even though your voice is saying something else, your body's throwing something else. You know, and everyone's different. Comedy is like music. It's just different genres and it's different styles.
Right.
But you're lucky, bro, because all your body says is sex.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, bro. You look sexy as fuck.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Like, God damn, I don't remember you looking sexy, bro.
It's a mustache, bro. This mustache is
fucking. That's a fucking pussy smasher mustache right there.
Everybody can get it. Everybody
Right?
can get it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Dude.
Everyone can get it.
You got that share thinky?
No, dude. There's like three videos I have when I'm going up on stage and something. You hear someone, I love your mustache. Dude. And I'm like, thank you. And it's like, I even when I'm up on stage and I look down and I'm looking at people, you can see the girl like, damn.
That's
I'm like,
up,
oh,
bro.
Daddy
that
girl
shit
issue, bro.
Fuck.
Yeah, bro.
You know why I put that shit sexy? Because you tickle that shit.
Dude, man. This is from a lot of years of crying.
I know what you mean, man.
You know what I mean? Making girls beard, cry.
Bro. I got this from crying all these years.
Yeah.
Tear stains.
Jose, look at this fucking beard. That would look sexy as fuck, bro. Yeah.
If I could grow a beard, I would, bro. This is all I got, though. I got this Spaniard look.
Oh, I seen you.
The evil villain look.
Yeah, you got that Argentinian look.
Yeah.
If God was a villain, he'll be me. You know what I mean?
I seen you on Instagram making fun of your brother's coming in mustache.
His little dirt mustache.
How old were you when like you went from dirt mustache to like actually growing something?
During the pandemic, bro.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I didn't know I can grow a mustache. I thought I was like growing a little like
patches,
like a little dirt mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
So I never really grew one out. And I honestly, to tell you the truth, I never wanted to grow one out.
Mm-hmm.
My friend's like, hey, fool, just don't shave. Let's see how your mustache. Nah, dude, it's the pandemic, bro. No one's gonna care. You're stuck at home anyways. And I grew it out, and I saw it, and then like I recognized it like a few weeks later that it was like kind of like filling in, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then I looked a couple weeks later and I was like, oh shit. I can see like the little horns barely growing out in the corner, and I was like, hell yeah. I look dope. That's what's up. And then I don't know where I like, totally forgot about it. I just got used to it. And then someone's like, hey, bro, when the fuck did you get horned? And I was like, what? And then they took a photo of me, and you can just see, like, just like
the middle of vert ramp.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, I was yeah, like, yeah. I was like, oh, damn.
That shit looks hard, bro. Like, yeah. You look like fucking that fool Guatimo or whatever from fucking Blood In, Blood Out.
That's funny. Hey, dude.
Bro. Anónimo.
I have a shirt with the, is it from Blood In and Blood Out? Or Mi Familia?
Both those movies are hard as fuck.
The Boogeyman.
Oh, El Cucuy.
El Cucuy. The fucking Blood In, Blood Out.
That is
Because I have a shirt. I have a shirt with him on it, right? And it says The Boogeyman on it.
Uh-huh.
And people, when I'm on stage and I get off stage, like, hey, is that your merch? Is that your shirt? I'm like, ooh,
oh, dude, you need to get that merch.
I know. Ace, I need to get that merch. Well, I got the Ace Hardware Murdoch.
Yeah, those are pretty hot. Yeah.
I'm gonna start getting some of those made. I have it in white, but I want to make them in black, so it's red and white lettering. I thought that was like clever until I get sued. You know what I mean?
I was like, that's sexy, bro.
Until I get sued.
Yeah.
Fucking rocking with the mustache.
Oh, by the way, the only reason I have this mustache till this day is because I went on stage and killed it. And then everybody's like, oh, I remember you because of the mustache. And then on top of that, like, my name is like...
Catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Ace Murdoch. Yeah. And even one time I was up on stage... Someone, like, they brought me up, and I was like, hey, what's up, everybody? My name's Ace Murdoch. And then you hear some guy, Ace Murdoch. And I was like, sexy as fuck. Come on, bro. I was like, that's not even my real name, motherfucker.
I said that shit at the comic store when we saw you.
Yeah.
Where was that one show? It was like 10:30 at night. I was like, fuck, bro, I'm fucking knocking out up here. But it was dope because I still fucking partied after to like 2 in the morning. That's,
hell yeah, my boy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that shit was hard, bro.
Like, when hilarious. I first heard your name was Ace, I'm like, nah, he's avoiding warrants or something. Yeah.
That's not his government name.
No, that's not my government name.
Dude, you be getting mad ass, though, right, with that money?
I be getting a lot of girls flirting with me and stuff like that. There was times, I don't go to the bars anymore, but when I was going to the bars,
yeah,
girls would come up and try to touch my mustache and everything. And I'd be like, oh, shit, are you here with somebody? It would happen. Girls, like, their boyfriend's right next to me.
Yeah.
And scandalous.
They're like, just, oh, can I pay your
mustache? He's cool about it. Don't worry.
Yeah. No, dead serious. And like, can I pay your mustache? And I was like,
watch.
I was like, oh, shit. That's, you know, and then, like, dude. I remember one time this girl's like, oh, let me buy you a drink.
Yeah.
She, I love your mustache. And then she's like, babe, I'll meet you outside. And I was like, oh, no, I'm good. Thank you. I was like, I ain't trying to get in a fight.
The bathroom with me?
I'm in the mirror, like, pointing at the fucking mustache. You see what you're doing? We're going to fucking fight because of you. Son of a bitch.
That's what's up, dude.
Are we going to smash? Yeah, we're going to smash.
Hey, so where are you playing tonight?
I am playing at...
or performing, right?
Performing.
Yeah, performing.
You player.
A player.
Yeah.
It's a bar gig. But it's like a showcase.
Okay.
What is it? Los Muertos?
Los Muertos.
Culver City?
Culver City. Thank you. My brain is gone. I send people like memes, but photos, so I don't remember what I sent them.
Yeah.
And one time I woke up and I saw I sent somebody a meme, but at 2 in the morning, and I was like, they haven't opened it yet.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, I unsent it, you know? I was like, did I like sleepwalk and like send a dick pic by accident? You know what I mean? There'll be an awkward conversation later.
Whoops.
So, no, but I be forgetting everything now.
Yeah. You gotta start writing shit down, Nate.
I feel like that too lately. I'm like,
but that's what I love about like doing comedy, because it's storytelling, so it's not lies, it's just what I've been going through my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I got a bunch of new material that I'm going to be working out because I'm trying to work myself up to do a 30.
Ooh.
That's what's up.
So, because the plan is...
That's a lot.
The plan is, if everything goes right, in September I get Ontario Improv for the Unplugged Comics, and I'll do 20 minutes for my 3-year anniversary.
That's what's up, bro.
And I have basically open up for my opener and do a 20.
Cool.
So, yeah. That's and in production, too, I'm on the production side, too, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're responsible for that out there in your area, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You well, got all the comics coming together?
Yeah, sometimes I just come out here like to the comedy store, the Laugh Factory, the Haha Comedy Club, and I just look at people and see who's killing it, man. Because I am a fan of comedy at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I got into it. And I, when I find someone that's hilarious, hey, let me get your information. I want to book you in the future. And then I get the other people like, hey, man, why haven't you booked me? Why haven't you booked me? And I'm like, oh, you guys ain't going to like me. I was like, because I don't want to, dog. Yeah. That's why I posted that thing on Instagram the other day where it goes, book me, and it has Conor McGregor. And he's like, no, and he starts busting up. Yeah, man, it's tough because, one, I'm trying to put decent shows together.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? And the only reason I started doing my production was because no one was going to book me off the bat.
Yeah.
So I know what shoes they're in.
Mm-hmm. And on the real, if the shows that you have invited me that you, like, booked the people that you know, if they would have sucked, I would have avoided you, like, the COVID or some shit.
But
every time I go, it's dope as fuck.
Yeah, no, and to be honest, that's the experience I want people to, like, oh, this puts great shows together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just ain't putting his homies or people he knows or people he feels bad for.
Yeah.
I know shows like that, bro. I know shows like that out there. And I'm like, tough.
That's high, man. It's like what you're doing with your community.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, and I got big plans too. If everything's playing right, I'm gonna do a 3-day comedy festival with big headliners. I can't say names yet because until they agree on it, I don't want to throw out names.
Yeah. No, that's dope, bro. Yeah.
But it's gonna be some big names. People are gonna know them. And 3-day festival in Riverside, California, Redlands, California. With Unplugged Comics, and it's just something that I wanted to do this year, but I know I wasn't ready for it because I got other goals that I want to do. So I want to get Bellflower, I want to get the Ice House, and I want to get Ontario Improv under Unplugged Comics.
Yeah, because I can, dope.
You know what I mean? Like, and just
hey, if you need an opener, bro, we'll open the show for copy tires or even record.
Hell yeah,
that'll be sexy. We'll just be like rosy people coming in. Like, look at this fucking guy.
Look at this guy. He's security. Never mind.
Some shit like
that. Oh, Digits did a good job of roasting you that one time.
Oh, I know. And I was mad because I thought they were recording his set and no one recorded his set.
No.
Yeah, I was like, damn, this dude has some good.
He pulled
jokes.
Up his phone. You could tell they were fresh burns. Yeah.
No, he literally wrote them on the way there.
Yeah. That's like, that's genius.
He's just like ace.
On the fly.
A bitch. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He said one, man, I can't remember it anymore.
That
but
beard makes you so much sexier. God damn, boo.
He said one, and I was like, fuck, that was a killer one, and I wish I remember what it was.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy, Los Digits, man. That guy's a roast master champion.
Yeah. That's
what's up. Man, I love that guy so much. He's one of the first guys that gave me a spot out here in LA for to open up his roast battles with. He's like, I'll give you a 7-minute spot to do a comedy. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah,
that's dope.
And then because of that spot, someone else saw me and they got me a spot somewhere because I was at that spot. Someone got me to another
man.
Spot.
And that's what happens
for everything, man. Yeah.
That happens. And I tell this to people, and it's really up to people in my area from like the IE. Bro, you need to come out to these clubs and hang out and talk to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You stay in your area, bro, that's where you're going to be at. You can't complain about, why am I never booked on a big show?
Right.
Why am I never doing this? Why blah, blah, blah. Come out, bro. People got to see you. And then they got to see you perform.
That's so fucking inspiring, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, and then on top of that, you got to be good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't slack off in this game because the audience is going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, boo your ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, boo you, motherfucker.
I haven't had no one boo me. I barely started, like, people started doing kind of like.
Yeah.
Heckling, but like in a fun heckling way. That's why I've been posting a lot of like
audience work,
crowd work and stuff like that.
Right.
And some of my material that's just like burn material, anyways. Because I'm having fun up there. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just post it, and that's just so other people that don't know who I am kind of get a glimpse of what kind of comedy I'm at. Because I don't want to really put my material out there yet.
Yeah.
Because it's still fresh. It's still new to me, and it's not as ready as I want it to be for the whole world to see.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure out how to do this and how to, like, what's weird because I don't want to be famous. I just want to, like, have fun and, like, have, a decent following and just get really good at this because I know if I get really good at it, everything else is going to come with it.
Yeah, everything comes, man, with time, man.
But through hard work.
Bro, you're putting in the work, dog, and we see that shit.
Yeah,
your Instagram game has just gone up.
But the hard part is, like, I don't feel like I'm working at all. Like, I'm like, I need to do more.
That means you're enjoying yourself, dog.
Yeah, I am. I'm enjoying this process. I'm not rushing anything. Everything comes in time. I've set goals. If I don't meet them, it's okay. Guess what? We got more time.
Yeah.
Just keep pushing forward and keep pushing forward. And it's just getting the bigger contacts and people giving me the chances to open up for them. You know what I mean? Because that's where I'm gonna show proof right there. Like, oh, this kid got something.
Yeah.
You know. And for the most part, I have gotten a lot of good feedback from like headliners and.
Yeah.
And good criticism, too, because, like, I know I'm not doing a lot of shit, right?
Yeah.
And someone else needs to tell me, like, hey, you're fucking up right here, or this is what you do. Because I watch my videos, and I'm looking at myself, and I'm like, oh, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stop doing that. Oh, that was good. Keep that up.
Yeah.
I added something randomly. It, like, got a big laugh. Keep that in there. Drop this. I didn't get a laugh. And I'm always tuning my jokes, and I kind of stopped a little bit recording, but I started picking it back up again, just because I got to catch my new good habits and bad habits.
Yeah, man.
So I'm just having fun with it, and
Look like you're having fun up there when we see your videos you post. Yeah, post more, dog. That shit's cool to see.
Yeah, yeah, no, I got a bunch of other stuff. It's just like I got to sit there and like actually, if I'm not lazy, I type everything, every word I'm saying, trying to hear all the words that people are saying.
Yeah.
I had like a few winery shows I did. I didn't record those. I was just having fun.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have recorded them because I had some good spots in there when I was just talking to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And in that winery, it's like uptown folks.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Someone went out of the way, found me on Facebook, right? And I don't promote comedy on my Facebook at all.
Uh-huh.
I just barely opened up a comedy page on Facebook.
Right.
But someone wrote me a message, on a request message. And because I sell metal signs, I'm like, oh, let's see if it's for the signs. And it was like a long paragraph. And it's talking about a joke that I do. I know you guys heard it. Oh, I think you heard it too. It's the blind date joke.
Oh, yeah.
Without giving away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a blind date joke, right?
right.
So they give me a big old paragraph. It's like, you know, I don't think that joke is funny, and I don't think you should do it.
Oh, my God.
But I was kind of offended, and I wanted to get up and leave. And I like just wrote her back, thank you for your feedback. I know my comedy is not for everybody. I do stay on the dark side of comedy. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoy the rest of your show.
Uh-huh. Such random thing to nitpick, though.
But yeah. I love the
dark shit, bro. Uh-huh.
I did that because, one, I understand people.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they got an opinion. Now, does it matter to me? Fuck.
Probably
no.
Not.
Another lady came up to me. She's like, hey, you're funny, this, blah, 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 this is funny. But that blind date joke... I don't know. I'm like, oh, thank you.
I'm in the background like, that show was fucking comedy, dog.
Oh, no. People came up to me like, dude, I had a person that was married to or is married to someone in that situation that I had in the joke. And they came up to me, man, like what you said was hilarious because it's like true, bro. Mm-hmm. It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's kind of like that joke, fat bitch and need love too. Mm-hmm. It's like paraplegic bitch and need love too. Like everyone
need them, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
everybody.
Stay there.
Yeah, there is another gig I did somewhere in Temecula, man, and it was for veterans.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking, and I noticed, and I looked to the side, and I see some guy, and he's like clapping with one hand on his chest, but I'm like, oh, he's holding his drink, so he doesn't want to put his drink down. Then I do a double take,
uh-huh.
And I on the mic, I'm like, wait a minute, hey bro, do you only have one arm? And he lifts up the nub.
Like this, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He lifts up the nub. Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
He lifts up his nub and waves it, and I'm like, that's tight. And that's his wife next to him, right? And I was like, hey, I just want to know how kinky this is, bro. And you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Have you ever fisted her with that? Bro, the crowd fucking lost it, bro. And I wish I had that on video because him lifting up his nub and then him just, it's like having fun. It's just having fun up there, bro. And it's just like, it's dope figuring out your crowds and how far you can take it.
Right.
You know, I would have said some shit like that too. Like, hey, yeah. Bet you fucking give her the old...
the old numberino.
Numberino, yeah, there you go.
One time I went to the comedy store and the comedian was... I'm not going to say who it was, but he was saying that like the firefighters that died on 9/11, they were just doing their job. And that was the joke. And like nobody laughed. And he was like one of the enders, you know? He's pretty big now. But like... I was just like, fuck, nobody's laughing.
I kind
of
know who that is.
I kind of want to leave because this is fucking uncomfortable, but I want to be put on the spot.
You should have fucking laughed, dude.
I think I laughed.
Here's the thing, bro. You go to a comedy establishment, right?
Yeah.
And you hear those jokes. That's the spot where you can laugh at.
Right.
That's where you laugh at. If someone says that in an office...
Yeah, okay.
Hey, dog. Like,
hey.
When I leave the comments, I feel like I just left church. I feel like I just left church.
You feel good as fuck, bro.
I do, because I fucking laugh out all the shit that has been bugging me all week.
And this is the thing, and I tell everybody, like, I've had compliments that mean more to me than whatever big gig I ever got paid for.
Mm-hmm.
or whatever money I ever made. This one person came up to me. He's like, hey, my girlfriend just broke up with me. I had to put my dog to sleep. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, he was just feeling bad. And he's like, and then I was like, taking a walk, just take a walk. And then I saw like there's comedy. And he saw my set. Mm-hmm. Then I got off and I went to the front and he followed me. And then he thanked me. And I was like, oh shit. Like,
yeah, that shit would mean a lot.
You make people forget for a split second whatever problem they're going through.
Right.
And you make them happy.
Yeah.
And that regenerates people like a little bit. You know what I mean?
Pay right. forward,
just to get, just to get away for a little bit. Another lady came up to me and this is like fresh off the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then it was at some spot I had over there by my house when I was bringing like almost 90 people, 70 people.
Nice.
For comedy. She came in and she's like, you know what you're doing is beautiful because like this pandemic kind of like spread everybody apart and, mm-hmm. and you're bringing joy and laughter. Man. Yeah. You're bringing joy and laughter. And she started crying. And my, some of my friends came to see me and they're kind of like in the background, like kind of laughing. Like, why is she crying?
Yeah.
But I understood
yeah.
that she felt like you're doing something back to normal and you're making people forget about what's going on.
Yeah, dog. Absolutely. You're, like, you're a real influencer. Dog.
Yeah, for real. And I was like, hey, no, come here. Give me a hug. And I was like, it's all good. And
I would have been like, dude, and they just fucking start crying with his food.
Yeah, and it's so, it's so, it's, those big, deep, true compliments mean the world to me. Yeah,
that's so sad, man.
You know, because like, that's what I really think that I'm doing it for. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was doing it for. I think I was just doing it to have fun.
Yeah.
But when I get compliments like that, it feels fucking great, you know? Yeah. And I'm killing it. And I'm having a good time. And I'm learning a lot of shit. And there's more to come. And that's, I'm just excited for what I'm bringing out.
Yeah.
As long as I'm breathing, I'm going to be trying my best to fucking make everybody laugh. And try to sell out shows. That's the... That's the other fun part about it.
Yeah, yeah, dog. Good, man. Yeah, happy for you, man. Yeah. We all support you here at Coffee Time.
No, I appreciate you guys.
We are
so
fans.
So, back in the day, I was working at Pep Boys and...
continue.
With my fucking stories.
His Pep Boys stories.
I love it, man. I love it.
LA, in the morning, they put on the news that they're shutting down all the schools because there was a bomb threat. And then, like, I heard about it on the fucking radio or whatever, but I didn't really give a fuck because I'm like, I ain't got no fucking kids, like. But then I remember, oh, my sister got kids, so I called her, and then I started calling people. I'm like, hey, did you hear? Like, this shit's going down. And they're like, yeah, I'm fucking over here at school trying to pick up my kid. And then I remember going into work, and I'm like, I get this lady customer. She comes to my counter, and I forgot the joke, but she looked nervous. And then I told her the little fucking joke, and she kind of laughed, and she's like, I needed that. Like, she was fucking, like with all the school shootings going on, and all this fucking, like, war shit,
yeah.
And, like, the fucking COVID 2 around the corner, the sequel, and it's just, like, real bad times, and people need to laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, but, dog, people need to get liquored up when they get to wind up, you know?
Yeah.
And just take it easy because, yeah, coming out of a pandemic, man, that shit's fucking tough for everyone, man.
Yeah, it was a mind fuck. I think the worst part about it was the way people treated each other.
Yeah.
Like, you'd go to the market and people fighting over the last can of tuna.
Yeah.
I was the asshole that never wanted to wear a mask.
Well, you have that mustache, so.
This is custom. Like a mask. There's a Mexican right blanket right here.
That is. It's like a sarape for your mouth.
That's a 1,000 micron sarape. Mask right
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
The pussy eating sarape.
I'm going to write that down.
That's a fucking good one right there. The
sarape
pussy
for your
eating,
mouth.
Or, yeah, sarape for your mouth, pussy eating sarape.
I got it. I'm on it.
I have a joke where I'm like, I broke up with my girlfriend because the last time I ate her out, she was super hairy. Then I realized it was just my mustache laying on top of her. I gotta remember.
Oh my God.
I'm probably gonna say that one tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just like a little burner joke.
Don't waste that on us.
But it's like, so like, I try not to do too many mustache jokes because like one day I am gonna shave it off.
Oh, nah, the darkest day.
You look cool as fuck, dog.
You have to put that on the Instagram.
All your fans are going to be like, who the fuck is this guy?
Who is the fuck is this guy?
Hey, we came to see Ace. Oh, this one looks like Jace.
This one looks like Grace over here.
That's a good one, too. This one looks like Jace.
They're going to be like, who is this 13-year-old boy? Who is this 13-year-old kid?
If I shave this, I'm pretty sure I'll look 10 years younger for sure.
Dude, you're going to be like, who is this 13-year-old with a 27-year-old penis?
You should not waste that mustache and do a crime first or something where you need to look different.
Genius.
Yeah. Bleach your hair like Chino. Yeah.
Shave it all off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, so
how
does your mom feel about the mustache joke?
Oh, she hates it. Oh, I told her.
We don't want to give out any of his material.
How does your mom feel about you doing comedy, bro?
You know, honestly, just recently, like a couple weeks back, my sister came to see me and she went back. It's like the one person that goes to war and like you can go back home and tell your village everything that happened.
Yeah. The survivor. She's like the messenger.
She ran over and she told my mom, like, no, mom, like he's like doing comedy. Like he's making people laugh. Like people are loving him. They're coming to like take photos with them and everything.
He's not fucking around, mom. Yeah. It's real.
Like, this was not fucking around.
This shit is not a drill. You know?
He's really doing it.
No está chingando de verdad.
Yeah. And then and I would send them photos of me on stage and like that. And then like I think is when I send her a video and a photo.
Yeah.
And it was like the room was like 400 people deep.
Damn, yeah, that's dope, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And then
was that your biggest crowd to date?
Yeah. Yeah. I had 345.
Okay.
So like roughly 400 is my max right now.
Gotcha. That's what's up. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. And then because of the way I do jokes, it worked perfectly because like you don't have to be in the front to listen.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't do a lot of crowd work when I'm there. The bigger the crowd is, the less crowd work you got to do.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right.
Because
you're
like, hey, look at this guy's shoes and it's fucking 400 people in the back.
You're like, what? I can't even see what the fuck that is.
I can't even see if there's a person up there. You know what
I mean? Look at that motherfucker right there.
Which one?
That's number 200 right there.
That's why you got to, like, when you do bigger crowds, I've learned and I've watched and witnessed and seen.
Yeah.
You got to just stick to material.
Right.
Know? And then doing a theater is a whole different dance that I haven't even touched yet. Oof. So that's going to be wild when I get to that milestone. But yeah, my mom's like, now she's like, oh, okay, cool. You're doing comedy. And she's like, because I quit my job. I quit working back in November, so a couple months back.
Oh, wow. That's what I was.
So you're just doing comedy full time?
I'm just doing like comedy and doing tacos, and that's it. And not even the tacos, because all the rain that's been here hitting California.
Yeah, true.
We need to make Taco Guy inside a thing, you know?
Yeah, we have to.
Like right here.
And then, so like basically the last three months, January, February, March, yeah, have all been paid through comedy.
Wow.
Dope, bro, that's what's
that's
up.
Great.
The small rent that I pay, the small bills that I pay,
mm-hmm.
the car payment, insurance, my cell phone bill, all through comedy.
Dang, fantastic.
Bro, yeah, so it's I'm just like, oh shit, yeah. I'm a real comedian now.
That's tired.
It's paying my bills.
I'm like, I'm struggling, but you know, here
we're all
I am.
Struggling, man.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Bob Marley video where he's all, someone asked him, like, are you rich? And then Bob Marley's all like, what's rich? Like, how much money do I need to make to be rich? And he's like, oh, that's a good question. Do you have $1 million or something? And he's all like, he says something to the effect that, like, materialism doesn't make someone rich. And then I heard a comedian say also to go along with that, that, like, I just want to make enough money where I go to a restaurant and buy a meal and I don't have to worry about, like, having a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to be where you're going to be like, all right, I've made it. I'm doing really well. Like, are you at that point now where, like, you're paying your bills and you're like, I'm pretty good here. But where do you think it's going to be that point where it's like your maximum, like, enjoyment level? Like,
I think just because I have such a strong work ethic, like just in general with just anything I do and I'm working hard at it, I will never be satisfied. But hey, I will notice when I'm like, oh, okay, right here is cool. I can be at this point.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh man, what happens if comedy doesn't work out? And I tell people, I can walk away.
Mm.
I can be okay with walking away. If today was my last show, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what you do have going though? They say that you should really have a trade right now that like computers or robots or like self-driving cars or something like that isn't going to take away from you in like 10 years. Like, you should earn a craft. But then again, like, I've heard that AI is like making jokes now, right? Have you heard about
that? Yeah, what do you think I'm getting all my material from? You think I did this all on my own?
He's got a robot in his basement.
I've heard, I've seen people like write things, and it's crazy that you can be that lazy, and as long as you can remember a script, you can become a comedian. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's going to be it's technology, man. Like, this is exactly what we've been asking for. We wanted to make everything more easier. And honestly, if we take all our phones away, right, for a whole month, and they give us regular tasks to do without phones, a lot of us would be real stupid and don't know how to do shit.
I'm fucked.
Yeah, but it's really not going that way, because I heard someone like it made like a, like with Google Glass, you know how you have the glasses and it has that little screen? It's school is kind of become redundant, you know? It's like a whole thing about memory. Like you dates and things that you got to remember to take a test that you're going to forget about in like 2 weeks. And then like it's all on your phone. Like, why are teachers not allowing their students to look up what is like readily available in the world on their fucking phone? Like, why can't I look up what 2 times 2 is on my phone? Like, I guess, you know, it's a good thing to know what 2 times 2 is so you don't get jacked or whatever.
I understand, like, math and, like, stuff that's going to carry on through your whole life.
Yeah.
To keep that, like, in school.
Yeah.
But there's a couple things that, who the fuck's going to do science? I don't know nothing from science, bro.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like.
Nothing.
I don't even know if M-E equals square, whatever shit.
E equals MC squared? See, that's what does saying. That even mean?
Is that science or is that math? Yeah. I don't know.
There's letters and numbers.
Yeah, so.
I'm just like, Google, help me.
Siri, do my taxes.
No, like for driving, like I just look at my maps, you know, like I don't even like I've been to every corner of this city.
Do you remember driving and had to like to buy an updated map at the gas station?
Yeah. Thomas guy?
Her mom was the
my mom is the fucking Michael Jordan of using the Thomas guide. That's like sad. She would tell me, I remember back in the day, even to this day now, she'd just be like, where are we going? Give me the cross streets. I'll figure it out. And she would fucking know. This is all before phones and MapQuest.
I remember
and shit.
Using a map, a paper map.
Yeah.
Coming from Colorado to California.
Holy crap, right? That's
insane. And I literally, like, every time I was at a gas station, I would have to just double check the maps and make sure that they're updated. Yeah. Make sure they're updated.
Hey, is this road paved?
I would, like, literally come in and say, hey, is this road still open? Do you know? Because their city, like, oh, yeah, this one's open, but this one's not. And then she would cross it out.
Yeah.
And it would literally, I would just, like,
dude, I would hate going to the gas station and asking the person. One time I asked a lady, I'm like, señora, estoy perdido. Like,
ma'am, I'm lost for non-Spanish speakers.
And she's just like, oh, estás perdido. Like, I'm a little kid. You're lost. You know, you're lost. You don't know where to go.
You don't know where your mommy's at.
She's like, eres gay?
I think that's why men have a problem looking at instructional. Like,
asking for directions.
Yeah, instructions or asking
I'll
for
directions. I'll just keep driving until I fucking figure the fuck out where I'm
That's funny.
Oh, I look like I'm driven by that one.
Sometimes if I pass like another freeway I was supposed to get on, I'll just play it off like I didn't miss it. And as I get off on the exit, I'm like, oh, wait, no, the gas station ain't over here. And I just bust a bitch and get it back on the freeway.
This fool's in Orange County.
Like, yeah, I know where I'm going.
There'd be another freeway that connects here. Why are you late? Oh, the traffic, bro.
Oh, it's
how was your drive up to fucking Sacramento recently?
Beautiful, man.
Our state's capital and home of the Deftones.
Home of the
motherfucking Tones. And I know I made a joke on stage
the
about
the D-Tones.
About the band.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. The big D-Tones.
The big D-Tones.
The vitamin D.
Vitamin Deftones.
You know, a lot of people actually in the crowd.
Oh, I heard the joke. Yeah.
That was just off the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
I was just like remembering like something I said about, it was like a real conversation. My friend's like, bro, do you listen to anything else besides Deftones? And they're all drunk and high. And I was playing it on the TV. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. And I put on Cross.
Oh my God.
Then I put on Palms.
Palms
and then
right
I put
after.
Team Sleep.
Oh my God, no.
Yo, that new Palm song though.
Oh yeah,
opening fire. Credits.
I haven't heard it.
That's not what you know.
That shit fucking.
Is it?
That shit goes hard.
It's an old song. They just released it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they played it when we saw them at the fucking
Troubadour.
No, Troubadour and then the other one.
Where else have we seen Palms besides the Troubadour?
Observatory? I saw them. Palladium? The Observatory.
Remember
they opened that with that shit. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that shit was fire. And Chino got down on the actual recording, so I'm like, good job, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. Sacramento.
Sacramento.
You're saying Sacramento. I went to do a comedy at Laugh Ultimate. And I did a joke about Deftones. And I was like, hey, anybody know who Deftones is? And there's the hometown. And then I did a whole joke about my friend's like, do you listen to anything else? And I'm like, yeah, I listen to this band and this band, this band. I said, bro, ain't that the same singer? Like, yeah, different bands, baby.
He's got levels.
Like, there's a lot of bands that sound like these. So yeah, dude. I love Deftones, man.
I remember I was playing Palms and I was like taking some girls to the beach and she's like, oh, you like sleepy music? I'm like, bitch, get out of my car.
You're like, no, I like my penis sucking music. Yeah.
Sure. I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna write that one down. Penis sucking music.
Where were you when I needed you in that car ride, Angel?
He would have had your back.
I told that bitch, man, fuck you.
Sleepy music. That's makeout music. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
No, no.
I don't want to sleep during that.
Dick sucking music.
Dick sucking music.
Dick sucking music.
Oh god.
You know why they call it palms? It's a hand job thing. Oh. It's a gesture.
Because I'm going to palm your snatch.
He just made a gesture.
Like, you know, because we just had Easter. Because we just had Easter.
He just palm Sunday.
I'm going to palm your pussy.
I'm going to palm Sunday your pussy.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, the drive up there in Sacramento was cool. I'm going to palm your pussy.
I'm going to put palm Sunday your pussy. I got it.
I'm going to palm Sunday your fucking I'm gonna palm snatch.
Like an old wrestling move.
Remember that one fucking title was like, I'm going to use your pussy as an ashtray? Or
yeah.
I'm going to use your snatch as an ashtray.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was bringing that one back.
And then I'm going to rape the pancakes out of you.
I'm going to rape the pancakes.
When Sandra Flores almost went to IHOP and she was getting like harassed by some guys and I don't know if one guy said that like I'm going to put the pancake out of you
what
or she came up with that but I'm like what the fuck
that's a good one that's funny
oh, she came up with that yeah, she was like I don't know what the fuck you was saying to me he was like I'll rape the pancake out of you
that's funny
classic
but Sacramento.
Anyway, he was in Sacto.
So we're getting close to them. We got 13 minutes, and by the end of the show, we usually get hungry and we start talking about food. Mm-hmm. And all your traveling, what's the best motherfucking meal that you had? Or did you just have to keep it like to quick stuff?
Yeah, what state or city?
And also the worst.
You went to Chicago, right?
I went to Chicago, man.
Chicago has Chicago dog. Chicago style pizza. No.
Chicago. I went to the specific spot because I went to visit Chicago before.
Uh huh.
And it's like a restaurant, but it's like all their burgers are named after like rock bands and everything.
Dope. Oh, kind of like
they play heavy, like they play heavy metal and everything.
Kind of like Grilla Mall.
Grilla Mall.
Yeah. There's one Grilla out Mall. Here.
Yeah. So
sponsor us
out there.
Please sponsor us.
I went. I tried a burger. My other homie tried a different burger, and I tried some. Corn like thing they made and I was in love. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is fucking fire. I want to take this home with me. It was the not corn, I'm sorry, it was the mac and cheese.
Ooh. Oh,
that's always fire.
What's the name of the place? Shout them out.
I don't remember.
Oh, great.
Hey,
it's the only metal place in Chicago. It has two locations.
I would Google it, but we're trying to be on our plate.
Do you know why when
God's
you eat
cock burger blend?
God's cock.
Do you know why when you eat corn and you shit it out, it's still the same? Because it has a wrapping like to it, like a cellulose, I think that's the word, wrapping to it. So when you poop it out, it's still the same.
So you're telling me if you poop it out and you clean it, you can eat it again?
You can make popcorn with that shit.
I've been watching
when
some.
When I shit, my shit comes out as popcorn. Really. I go, burp, burp. I don't know.
Hey, bring in the tapatio. We're watching a movie. Why does it stink? Put lemon on it.
Yeah, stay away from there.
Angel, what's the best meal you had in the past month?
Oh, man. We went to fucking Goldberger on
Goldberger. Fuck. I've heard of it.
Tito fucking sent us some shit, or I don't know if it was my friend Joe, but one of them motherfuckers. We all went, and goddamn, it was good. And it's right by the old garage on Vermont.
Right, our old work building.
The old work building. It's on Vermont, and it's like right across from the post office.
Oh, okay.
And that burger was fire as fuck. I got a patty melt. And if you follow my IG, you'll see the picture I posted of it. Yeah, dude. Orgasm in my fucking mouth.
Nice.
Like the burger come to my mouth.
Like the cow came back to life and nutted in your mouth?
Yeah, it came and it nutted in me.
Gave him a little calf?
It was like, gay, Khalifa. Or you know that fucking almond milk? No.
Soy milk? I don't know, bro.
Yeah, I fuck with that milk all day.
I don't drink with milk and Bud Lights anymore.
Fucking Puff Daddy, though. Look at this throwback right here.
Oh, on the TV?
Every breath I take.
Come on, he's walking.
We don't want to get sued, though.
Yeah.
We don't have the rights.
We don't have the rights.
speaking of Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, shameless plug. I have a Twitter account, a side Twitter account that I've only started using in the last few months. It's called Diddy Whispers.
Fuck yeah.
So if you follow Diddy Whispers, at Diddy Whispers, just the way that sounds, on Twitter, you will get my tweets every time that I hear Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whisper in a song, because he's in a lot of songs. He's produced hundreds and hundreds of songs.
All up in the music videos.
Yep, exactly.
All up in the records.
Just shameless promotion. But I will tweet that. If I hear it, I'll tweet it. I'll tweet what he says, what he whispers.
Cool.
And I'll give you the name of the song and who's featured on it. Enjoy. I think it's funny.
Bing, bada boom.
So I guys, just think that that's great.
What are some of the things that he whispers?
And well, he whispers say it like, bad boy for life. Is
but say it in a whisper.
Oh, yeah. He goes, bad boy. There's that.
The most famous one he says is 9/11 was an inside job.
Bush did it.
It's actually Sylvia's burner account. She just fucking talk shit about Coffee Tigers.
Yep. I hate Coffee Tigers.
This fucking podcast sucks.
When 9/11 happened, I remember I was reading a magazine and Busta Rhymes was in a sky rise and he saw the buildings go down and he was just tripping about it. But do you guys remember the Dave Chappelle joke where he's all like, that Ja Rule went on MTV?
Yes, on TRL.
Yeah.
He like called in, I think, to TRL, or somebody called him from MTV.
Yeah.
And he's all like crying about 9/11. Like,
Ace, where were you for 9/11?
I remember waking up, getting ready for school.
Well, hey, what happened? Angels like losing
Ja Rule, dude.
Yeah, the whole joke was like,
what would I do without my building?
Never forget.
I got about 11. I don't know.
Is that Ja Rule in the background? Oh, no.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, no. I don't know who that is.
So, where were you?
You made that sound so accusatory, like you think he did it.
Bitch,
like, where were you? Bitch, like, you tell me right now.
I was like, where were you at, Ja Rule, motherfucker? We should tag Ja Rule in this.
Murdering.
We gotta get Ja Rule on Coffee Tigers, dog.
You can do it now.
Ja Rule, we know you need the money. We know you freaking bankrupted yourself with Firefest.
Hell yeah, we'll pay you in fucking baked lays.
We'll pay you in baked lays.
Some fucking
some turkey. Some
turkey jerky. Jerky.
The off-brand beef jerky.
It tastes good.
That shit's
and
good.
I saw it. I'm like, this is half the price and it's bigger.
Mm.
That's what I tell girls about my dick. You know, it's half the price and it's bigger.
I'm a lucky woman.
I'm a lucky woman.
That 3.5, 4.5 gang.
I love a
it
good
almost
deal.
Almost tastes like the real thing.
Oh, so, no. Yeah, you know that's true. You know I love a good deal.
So I was with my cousins, and then like I kept watching the TV.
Every time you start talking about 9/11, you're making Angel start laughing, and he can't stop laughing.
No, I was watching the TV, and I'm like, I can't believe what I'm watching. And then like my cousin looks to me, he's like, are you gonna start crying? And I'm like, nah, dog. What do you? Nah. I was like, no, I'm not gonna cry. Like it was a serious thing, you know. Like
homies don't cry.
Straight
about.
Up, I remember waking up, and both my brothers are watching it. And I'm like, what fucking Die Hard movie is this?
No, shit.
Straight up, right?
He's losing it again. It's like 9/11 is a trigger of laughter for him.
God, it's and so I was, bad, dude. It's so bad, but it's so funny.
I woke up and I was like, what the fuck's going on? He's like, is this real? He's like, yeah, man, they're attacking America. I'm like,
cool.
Do we still got to go to school?
That's dude, true.
Yeah, I watched that shit at school. They, like, I remember when I got there and the teacher put the TV on and... We're all watching that shit.
Did she start?
Somebody fucking cried. I was like, fucking learn. No,
that was Jose.
I remember somebody on the news, they reported that some lady killed herself and her kids because of that shit.
No.
They thought the terrorists were coming over, so she didn't want to be like.
Man, that's fucked up.
She thought it was like.
Yeah, that was game over for us. Like they're going to drop like a nuclear bomb or something.
All off themselves and they were all wearing Nikes and shit and purple.
Oh, yeah.
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate cult.
That was hardcore.
Marshall
here in L.A., some dude had his wife and his kids in
it. I want a slumber party like that.
Yeah. Fuck. Looks like fun.
I'm down.
What up to death? What happened now?
No, I'm thinking about that. I got Cortez's. Like, I'm down for the party. Just tell me
the Heaven Gate?
We'll do it in Big Bear, bro.
We'll do it in Big Bear. We'll rent a cabin.
Mm-hmm. Get our purple blankets.
We'll have Sean Lopez, shout out to Sean Lopez, record, and we'll have him on the video. Do like some creepy shit.
He's hell just yeah. Like making sad fucking music to his dying.
Oh, shit.
The beats.
Sean, if you're listening, thank you for the vinyl.
Ooh. No, well, mine already. the fuck?
Fuck. I have a friend who was like, he just recently gave up all his CDs and albums and got Spotify. And he's like, I just give up. Like, Spotify is too good. But Sylvia used to have an iPod that had shit that you can't find on Spotify.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. Like, sometimes I'll look on Spotify. I'm like, I know, they must have this version of this song. Nope, yeah. Can't find it for shit.
I had a whole CD full of songs that I can never find again.
Don't you just hate that? You're like, it's lost to the ages.
It's all like the banda from party music and shit, too.
Right? Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
I had a CD with all the hits, and then like...
There's a podcast I was listening to that was saying that CDs degrade. Mm. Like, they'll eventually not be playable no matter
what. What's plastic?
Yeah, yeah. No matter what good condition it is going to be gone.
Damn it.
And that's sucks. Sad, bro.
Nothing is forever, not even death.
Yeah, oh.
Did you guys hear about the rover dying?
And the Mars rover?
Its final words. What were its final words? Do you remember?
Happy birthday to me? No.
No.
He said
it threw up that fucking sign or whatever. It was like
the peace sign. The peace upside down.
The upside
like,
down peace. Like,
it just said, "Is this all you got, bitch?"
My mother-in-law worked on that, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, they posted it on Nancy's Instagram or whatever.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
what was his last words?
Yeah, we're the Mars rovers.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Bush did 9/11. Bring that back.
Bring that back.
Nah, I forgot. It was some sad ass shit. That was like,
no habla ingles.
Uh-oh. Like, was it?
No wonder we couldn't get no information.
I think I remember that. It was something kind of like prophetic. Like, thank you for watching me.
I think it's like last words. Like, I'm going to sleep now.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that now. Like, fuck you. That's really depressing. Fuck you.
I think they're the same last words of a junkie. I'm going to sleep now.
And New York has just introduced a robot dog into its police force.
Fuck yeah.
And San Francisco has a dog that has a gun on it and like can enter situations to kill
people.
Yeah,
it'll fucking shoot you if it's in danger or some shit, right? Yeah.
And then I heard too that in Europe, like if you speed on a road, the cameras will catch you and you just get a text that says, you just got 2 tickets and 2 points on your license.
Man, that sucks.
But we're almost done. We've got 2 minutes.
Technology, baby.
Yeah.
Ace, any closing words? Anything you want to promote before we leave?
Any advice for any upcoming comics, bro?
Yeah, man. Just fucking work hard at it, man. Fuck what anyone says, you know? Especially if it... Bro, there's people out there that talk negative about me. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That doesn't bother me at all. You got to be in this business and not give a fuck.
Yeah, that thick skin, man.
Yep.
You have to have rhino skin, bro.
Yep.
Because if not, if you care about every fucking thing someone says to you, you're never going to fucking do anything with your life besides worry about what's the next person going to say.
Right. Legit, like on this podcast, we've said the stupidest shit.
I've said some horrible shit. In
we cannot be presidents.
Yeah, none of us. Presidents or no
hold fucking, any sort of public office.
If I get canceled because I was on your guys' podcast.
Maybe.
It'll be all right. It's all right.
Yeah, and I've thought of that.
I stand by my homies.
I've thought
of everything they said.
Thank you.
What'd you say about Trent?
I thought of people just like listening and being like, this is the stupid. These motherfuckers are idiots. What the fuck?
They're like, fuck, they're so dumb, but I can't stop fucking listening. It means like, I'm fucking dumb.
Why do I relate so much?
Why are they me?
Dude, when people tell us, like, bro, I feel like I was with my friends, that to me is the ultimate compliment.
Yes.
Yeah, I fucking love hearing that.
You feel like
shit.
You're just chilling there and just listening, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're just shooting the shit.
Yeah, because of this show and like just talking, I outreach to people just like, hey, how's it going? Like, you know, like I wore a shirt that says "Be kind," and at the gas station, some guy was all like, "You're kind," because I guess I have an appearance that it's not too friendly. And I'm like, bro, it's hard as fuck to be kind, but I try. And he just got a kick out of it, you know. Like, and she's just like,
poor Angel, he's losing it again. And this wasn't even 9/11 this time. You said, I don't know what you said.
Oh, all right, so my name's Jose. My Instagram handle is at onlyperiodforever85.
Yes.
No longer 88 because that's some hit. That's some fucking some Nazi shit.
We do not condone that.
What's 85 what now?
Only period forever 85. That's what it is now.
That's what it is now. Formerly 88.
Formerly 88.
Bring it back.
Yeah, bring that shit back, dog.
It's like the reverse swastika.
Make hate great again.
Hate is great.
Hate is great.
The hater aid. Okay. So the Coffee Tigers podcast, Instagram is at Coffee Tigers podcast. Ace, where can we find you?
Mm-hmm. My comedy page is Murdog Comedy. Just Murdog, MURDAWG underscore comedy mm-hmm. on Instagram. Ace Murdock on Facebook, Ace Murdock on YouTube, and Ace Murdock on TikTok.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to remember all the new social media I'm trying to use to build a platform. So
sweet.
Yeah, man. And hopefully anybody that's ever listening out here, just maybe catch me at a show. And if you notice his mustache, say what's up.
But don't touch it.
Don't touch it. But I mean, if you have daddy issues, what's up?
Yeah.
On the side.
Right to him.
I'm single right now, so I'm throwing that out there. But if I'm not single, get the fuck away from me, all right?
Yeah.
He's not about to catch a charge.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ace, thank you so much, man.
I appreciate
you here. You're always welcome here.
Angel.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on with us. And yeah, thank you, man.
Now I feel like you're going to cry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm cool.
I didn't believe my Instagram.
Man. My Instagram is at mastermind underscore. It's MSTRMND underscore. And then you can follow me if you want or whatever the fuck. And then, yeah, thank you guys for fucking listening, man. I love all you guys.
Sylvia?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, Diddy Whispers.
No, well, Diddy yeah. Whispers, Diddy Whispers yes. at DIDDYWHIS. P-E-R-S.
What am I going to do with all my buildings?
Or at Silver in a Coma on Instagram and Twitter.
That's what's up. Yeah. Any messages?
And I can't go without you.
You went karaoke, huh?
Nah, we didn't go. It's too fucking expensive, bro.
Oh,
they were trying to jip us right there.
How much?
They're at the house.
They were like, yeah, we got a small room for like $280. And we're like, all right, that's cool, you know?
Nah, doing karaoke at the house is like fucking drinking expensive alcohol in the alley next to the club, you know?
Yeah.
You got to be in the club to enjoy
it. Nah, give me the alley in the bottle, baby.
And then they're like, we'll give you guys a bigger room, a medium one for $200 more. And we're like, what the fuck?
They tried to finesse you. They lied.
Yeah.
They reeled you in, and they got them. We got them.
We fucking left.
Oh, fuck. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.